World War I and World War II were started by Germany. Understand how Germany is now preparing for World War III next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. Germany is preparing to start World War III just like they started World War I and World War II. And Bible prophecy shows that they are going to be comprised of 10 kings that will be led by Germany. Revelation 17 and verse 12 tells you about that. And their name, that is Germany's name, anciently was Assyria. And you can see in Isaiah 10 verses 5 through 7 that Assyria had a history of starting many wars over and over and over again. And our book on the United States and Britain and prophecy explains that to you and gives you the history there. But in Isaiah 10 and verse 5, here's what it says for Assyria: O Assyrian, or the Germans, the rod of my anger and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. I will send him against an hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge to take the spoil, and to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Howbeit, he means not so, neither does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few, or many nations they have cut off. Our report this week said Germany is the world's largest creditor. That shows you the German industry power that it has. Germany actually overtook Japan to become the world's largest creditor nation. So that's quite an accomplishment. Germany is working on a Helsing unveiled new strike drone, HX2. And it's really very powerful, and it can assume into swarms controlled by single human operators. It can come at you with those drones in swarms. It's just a monumental warfare that is changing warfare very quickly and very deeply. Here's what Richard Palmer wrote: drone swarms are potentially more destructive than nuclear bombs and even harder to defend against. What is this we're talking about? Monumental warfare. What is this kind of warfare? Drone swarms are potentially more destructive than nuclear bombs and even harder to defend against. Well, that's quite an improvement in warfare. Amazing that we can read something like that. Helsing may contribute to a frightening advance in modern warfare. That is from Germany. And the latest innovation deploys AI-driven drone swarms into depths beneath even the water. This is frightening warfare and makes the nuclear bombs seem even much more dangerous, but they may also be able to destroy certain nuclear bombs before they're even used in warfare. That could very well happen. Potentially, they're bringing revolutionary change to the battlefield. So this is making war worse, and it's not going to bring peace. It's going to bring war. With all of these armaments, the former defense minister and multimillionaire Carl Theodor Gutenberg has his mind very much into technology and giving us understanding of AI and this modern warfare and all of that. He is an expert on that. He is probably as aware of all of that technology as just about anybody on this earth. It is something that he is very, very expert in. In the March 2024 trumpet, I wrote this: Gutenberg is following in the footsteps of Bavarian leaders Edmund Stoiber and Franz Josef Strauss, who harnessed high-tech industry, Strauss and Stoiber helped make Bavaria the high-tech economic powerhouse that it is today. What if Gutenberg enhances this industrial power with artificial intelligence? That's a question, and he may very well do it. He may very well do it. Let me give you a quote from this article. Artificial intelligence is still something Europe could shape. He noted in a television interview with Polls Foretalk on June 28, 2019, quote, "We have a well-established industry which still has to become far more connected to the new technologies. But once this happens, it will develop a totally different field of power than a purely technological firm. This is something much more powerful." Is that what we need in warfare? Where is the peace? Where is the peace in this world? Everybody's thinking about war and talking about peace. That's really, really a strange situation. What Strauss and Stoiber started, Gutenberg continues, he has played a key role in helping European startups expand internationally. And that's taken from the ex-defense minister. Gutenberg helped startups across the Atlantic. Intelligence Online, March 8, 2018. So if he were to gain power again, look at all of that understanding he would have about AI and perhaps even lead the world in that. He is into that very deeply. So there are emerging powers coming. And in Daniel 8 and verse 23, notice what it says. "And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up." Well, here's a definition that I wrote about just a few years ago, March 8, 2018, I believe. And here's what I wrote. Most Bible commentaries agree that the prophecy to Daniel 8 refers to Antiochus IV Epiphanes of the Seleucid Empire in the 2nd century B.C. Yet the book of Daniel is only for the time of the end. Daniel 12 and verse 4 and 9. The ancient Antiochus did terrific damage, but he was only a prophetic forerunner of men who would fulfill this prophecy in this end time, and especially one. But here's the thing. This great power of Germany in Europe, far more powerful than any other European power, probably, even getting to be beyond Russia. But that great power is going to be hijacked by this strong man that's coming on the scene, and he's going to get control of it, and he's going to be controlled by a very spiritual evil power. That's what your Bible says several times in different verses. But anyhow, I for years have thought Carl Gutenberg is probably going to fulfill that role of the strong man of Europe. I think he has the greatest potential to do that. We'll see. The future is going to show us very soon. If you look at the ancient Antiochus, he had an abnormal interest in technology. And so the modern Antiochus also has it, and he is exceptional in modern technology. Notice what this expression dark sentences means. Dark sentences comes from the word hadah, which means riddle, difficult question, parable, theological word book of the Old Testament. It goes on to say, I believe this expression could also mean difficult technology. Gesenius Hebrew Chaldee lexicon defines dark sentences as twisted, involved subtlety, fraud, enigma. To many today, AI is such an enigma. That is enigma, like AI. and certainly would seem to include that, at least. What is going on this earth today as far as continually making greater technology armaments? It's frightening, for sure. And it's going to usher in the return of Jesus Christ. Thank God for that. Let's take a look at that going down to Daniel 8 and verse 24. This is just after verse 23, talking about that strong man. Verse 24 says, "And his power shall be mighty, and not by his own power." In other words, it's about Satan's power. Satan's power in this world. He's the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. And he's deceived the whole world. Revelation 12 and verse 9. "He shall destroy wonderful or mightily, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people." The lukewarm people of God are going to be destroyed by him because they've forsaken God. And they're lukewarm and they're not close to God. And it's going to be a great penalty for them. But notice verse 25, "And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper and in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many." A lot of deceit going on. That's what his mind is all about. But notice, "And he shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand." That is, Jesus Christ is going to come and he's going to destroy this Holy Roman Empire, the seventh one of seven of those Holy Roman Empires. And the last one is coming on the scene already and is in many ways already here. So if you look at Munich, Germany, you'll see they're really becoming very strong in their modern technology and coming right up and trying to measure up to Silicon Valley. It says here about what Munich harbors for. On June 11th, it was reported that Munich startup Proxima Fusion concluded the largest private fusion investment round in Europe. Now, what is that talking about? Proxima Fusion, this is Joshua Michels here, but then notice it says this fusion is this. Now think about this power. "Producing energy through fusion is especially what the sun does." They're getting this from the sun, that power from the sun. "In just 2 seconds, the sun releases enough energy to meet humanity's current global needs for 1 million years. Wow. The prospect of replicating even a fraction of that power on Earth carries world-changing potential, and that's what they're working toward. And it's really out of man's control. But he's trying to become more powerful all the time and can't control that power coming from the sun. Fusion controlled. "The prospect of replicating even a fraction of that power on Earth carries world-changing potential." It leads into the great tribulation and the day of the Lord. Let's notice that in Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6. Verse 5 of Malachi 4, it says this, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and the dreadful day of the Lord." The great and the dreadful day of the Lord. And then it goes on to talk about how God's people are doing this. "And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." God is saying he's going to bring families together, or he's going to curse the entire earth and all of these people of his. If they turn against him and forsake him, they will lose their salvation. That's how terrible this problem is. But God has a family he's building, the family of God. That ought to mean that we have physical families like that today, but we don't. Just the opposite. There's just wreckage in all of the families And there, it's all upside down. Women are leading most of the families, according to Isaiah 3. Where are the men? Where God says here, they ought to be bringing their children to them. The fathers must have their heart in those children, and the children and the fathers. It's a close family. It's what God is all about. It's a God-plane relationship. And we make a despicable scene of our families today. And God is full of wrath because of it. You can be sure of that. We have a youth program, what we call an SEP, youth education time, going on right now in our campus here. And we have young people from around the world coming here, a nice, large, over 100 young people, over 100 of them. So God is having us do what He prophesied there in Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6. That's why His people are here on this earth. That's the cause of mankind. God is recreating Himself in man. And it all is done through family, God's family. Due to the tech and AI boom, Bavaria is ahead of the area in Germany. And Germany is really into this and may be leading it. And you need to watch Germany and watch them lead Europe and where it is taking them. Right into World War III with nukes all over the place. Can we really see what that means for us and what is our future if God doesn't save us, which He's going to do after a lot of destruction, maybe most of it, just before it's all destroyed? God is going to stop it. But we're going to suffer a lot before then if we don't wake up and listen to God today. That is critical and absolutely essential if we're going to let God take care of us and protect us and make sure that we don't have to go through that. He has a place that He sends His people during the Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord. So anyhow, that artificial intelligence is specialized. The German businesses have spending like $740 billion investments in their business because they see they must build up their military and even use some deficits to do it. But notice, in May, Germany overtook Japan as the world's largest creditor nation in the world. That was in May. This means German businesses and individuals invest more in foreign companies, factories, and other projects abroad and loan more money to foreign governments and businesses than any other nation. Bible prophecy and recent history give an important reason to watch this. In rising from the German underground, they've been underground all these years after World War II. And now they're coming up out of underground and everybody can see them. And they're about to start another world war. They started one, number one and number two and now number three. They're going to do it again. Watch Germany. Watch this place. Watch this country. It's frightening if you look at it in terms of what is going to happen in the near future. They're talking about peace, but it's going to be war like you've never, ever even heard of it before. Toward the end of World War II in August 1944, representatives of massive German companies like Krupp, Messerschmitt, Volkswagen Werk, and Rheinmetall met with senior Nazis at the so-called Red House meeting. A U.S. intelligence document, declassified in 1996, says that these business leaders were told they must prepare themselves to finance the Nazi Party, which would be forced to go underground. That was what they were saying just before the end of World War II. They were ready to build it up again. They never stop. And by 1944, already planning for the next round, existing financial reserves in foreign countries must be placed at the disposal of the party so that a strong German empire can be created after the defeat, or after the defeat of World War II. They went underground and began to build another empire to start another war, World War III, and they're about ready to start it right now. What do you think about that? That's prophesied in many prophecies in your own Bible. It's there in your Bible. In many verses in the Bible tell you about this. And well, Revelation 18 is one of those places you ought to read, to read about it. If you look at Psalm 102, you can see about where God's people are doing a biblical archaeological work in Judah. And then in Isaiah 22, it talks about this work and what it's going to be doing in the near future. You can read that in verses 20 through 22 and 23. And it talks about a glorious throne. A new throne of David is on this earth. Where is it? Well, we have a booklet that tells you all about the new throne of David. And it is on this earth and in this church, and we can prove every word of what we wrote. It is certainly needed for this warfare. But you can go ahead in Jeremiah 1 and other places, and it tells you all about the seething pot, which is just boiling over in Germany, and the 10 kings. Until next week, this is Gerald Flory. Goodbye, friends.
World War I and World War II were started by Germany. Understand how Germany is now preparing for World War III. Germany is a great nation. Thanks to America, Germany has risen from the ashes of World War II to dominate Europe once again. It's the economic powerhouse of the continent. It exerts heavy political influence around the world, and it's finally advancing its military ambitions out in the open, without opposition and without fear of the historical implications. How quickly mankind has forgotten that Germany started World War I and World War II. After World War II, American and British leaders pledged to never again allow German militarism to threaten the world. What happened to that promise? Why have subsequent American and British statesmen not only refused to stop Germany from flexing its military might, but actively encouraged Germany to take the lead in defending Europe? America even supported Germany's conquest of the Balkans in the 1990s. Time will prove that we have gravely underestimated German ambitions to rule the world. Economically, politically, and militarily, Germany is ready to start and win World War III. But one last vital cog in the German war machine is still missing. Request our free booklet, A Strong German Leader is Imminent, to find the final missing piece of the German war machine puzzle. Discover the deep desire of the German people for a strong leader to rescue them from a whirlwind of crisis. Prove that they are willing to resort to dramatic measures to confront the terrifying threat coming from Russia. Understand why the average German is filled with rage toward America. Violent migrants, fiscally reckless European countries, and corrupt politicians at home. See how a strong German leader will be their final solution. Your Bible says so. Also request our free booklet, Who or What is the Prophetic Beast? Your Bible describes four world-ruling empires in human history, the last of which is the Roman Empire that later became the Holy Roman Empire. The Holy Roman Empire is described in Revelation 17 as being straddled and controlled by a woman, a biblical type of a church. Six times in history, a European political force controlled by a great counterfeit church has caused untold human suffering, spilling blood to unfathomable levels. But your Bible says the Holy Roman Empire will wreak havoc seven times, not six. The seventh and final resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire is unfolding before your eyes. You need to know where all this is leading, the glorious hope beyond the coming trouble. The world around you is upside down. Good is scorned as evil, and evil is praised as good. Meanwhile, the proliferation of nuclear weapons in the hands of madmen threatens to exterminate all life on the planet. In this insane, dangerous world, where can you turn for answers to life's most important questions? Is there a definitive way to know right from wrong, truth from error, and to be protected from worldwide calamity? Request a free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet for God's perspective on chaotic societal trends and world events. With the Trumpet, you can peer through the lens of Bible prophecy and know beyond any doubt what will soon occur on earth in this end time. Your Bible explains why humanity is becoming more lawless and miserable as time goes on. This book, which claims to be the authoritative voice of God Himself, has foretold thousands of years in advance what would happen to the modern nations of America, Britain, Israel, Germany, Iran, Russia, China, and many others. Keeping up with the news is often confusing, frustrating, scary, and depressing. But with the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine, you'll be comforted by the sure word of Bible prophecy. You will grasp the vision that stirred and motivated God's prophets in ancient times. And you will see the glorious hope behind the doom and gloom in the headlines. Order your free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet and receive 10 issues per year, absolutely free. This priceless publication comes without any follow-up or obligation. With the Trumpet, you'll unlock the spiritual truth at the core of the many pressing issues in your community, nation, and world. You will prove what is in store for mankind in both the near and distant future. You will understand tomorrow's news today. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request A Strong German Leader is Imminent, and Who or What is the Prophetic Beast? Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request A Strong German Leader is Imminent, and Who or What is the Prophetic Beast? Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.